Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israel's government said a drone strike was launched toward the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house Saturday, with no casualties, as Iran's supreme leader vowed that Hamas would continue its fight against Israel following the killing of Yahya Sinwar, the mastermind of last year's deadly October 7th attack. In Gaza, at least 21 people were killed in several Israeli strikes. That includes children, according to hospital officials and an AP reporter. Speaking with reporters, U.S. President Joe Biden says he and fellow leaders have discussed ways to end the Middle East conflict.
It ends the conflict. In other words, it stops the back and forth. We think that there's a possibility of working for a ceasefire in Lebanon, and it's going to be harder in Gaza, but we agree that there has to be an outcome. What happens the day after?
Biden wrapped up his visit to Germany, where he also discussed the war in Ukraine with European leaders. Biden told them that it's important for Ukraine's Western allies to sustain their resolve in supporting the country. At a news briefing, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine is ready for a future with NATO.
Ukraine truly deserves to become the so-called NATO member one day, and we must do everything to ensure this happens. That is why the first fundamental point in the victory plan is the invitation to NATO.
Biden met Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany, Ukraine's second biggest military supplier after the U.S. They were joined by French President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A man has thrown several firebombs into the headquarters of Japan's ruling party in Tokyo, according to public broadcaster NHK and other Japanese media. There were no reported injuries. Tokyo police would not comment Saturday. The suspect was arrested on the spot. His intentions were not immediately clear. Britain's foreign secretary has raised concerns about China's support of Russia and its war against Ukraine. David Lammy urged his Chinese counterpart to prevent Chinese firms from supplying Russia's military in a meeting in Beijing. Lammy is the first visit by a cabinet minister to China since the Labour government took control in July. The two-day trip is an attempt to reset ties with Beijing. Relations had turned frosty in recent years over spying allegations, China's support for Russia in the Ukraine war, and a crackdown on civil liberties in Hong Kong, a former British colony. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the United Nations wants to keep its post on the Lebanon-Israel border staffed.
Forces in the UN peacekeeping mission in southern Lebanon are maintaining their positions despite warnings from the Israeli Defense Forces to move away. Andrea Tenenti says a unanimous decision was taken by its 50 troop-contributing countries and the Security Council for it to hold its positions as part of its aim to monitor the conflict and work to ensure that humanitarian aid reaches needy civilians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
AP's Ed Donahue tells us more about what caused a massive blackout in Cuba.
One of the island's major power plants failed. The government is implementing emergency measures to cut power demand, including suspending classes, shutting down some state-owned workplaces, and canceling non-essential services. The outage is being blamed on increased demand from small and medium-sized companies and home air conditioners, as well as breakdowns in old thermoelectric plants. Throughout Cuba, candles and lanterns can be seen inside homes. I'm Ed Donahue.
South Africa has asked Taiwan to move its unofficial embassy out of Pretoria, the administrative capital, in a move that's seen by some as appeasing its ally China. The foreign ministry said Friday that it had given Taiwan 6 months to relocate the liaison office to the commercial hub of Johannesburg. The decision was announced last month by South African Foreign Minister Ronald Lamola on a trip to China. South Africa severed formal diplomatic ties with the self-governing island of Taiwan, over which China claims sovereignty, in 1997, but has an unofficial diplomatic relationship with it. The move comes amid heightened tensions between China and Taiwan. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.